You've tuned into His Name Ministries Podcast.
Amen. Watching on Facebook, we are so thankful for you tuning in right now. And it's so important, so vital, as we pray, not just for California, but for America. Amen. That's what our country needs.
Yes.
That's what the state of California needs. That's what your neighborhood needs. That's what your community needs. You and I praying in this hour like never before. So we want to say thank you so much for watching on Facebook. Let people know. Hit that share button. I'm so overwhelmed. I'm so thankful to the Lord. You know, He put this vision in my heart. It was actually during quarantine, right when all the lockdown happened. And I was sitting there on my couch, there in Hollywood, California. Every day I would walk the streets. Every day I would pray. I would see a lot of darkness. I would see a lot of crazy things. But you know what? I was being the light. And I knew I was sent there on a mission from God. I wasn't there just to be there, just to be living there. But I was there on a mission. You and I were there on a mission to be used by God. So I remember I would be praying and I'd be walking and I would go to different church services. People would say, the Lord's called you to have a prayer meeting. The Lord's calling you to start a work. And He was already dealing with me on that, but I was just letting the Holy Spirit lead me. And right when the quarantine happened, the lockdown happened, this crazy plague happened, and we were there at our house when we were watching a message. We were watching church online. And there was this guy who was preaching. And when he preaches, when he's meeting in location, there's thousands of people that watch. But he was there preaching. He had a little black backdrop. And there were maybe about three people on the front. And the Holy Spirit quickened this idea to me. Brandon, I want you to have a prayer meeting. And I want it to take place in California. And I want you to be that point of contact. And there might be a few people there in person watching. I'll bring people there. But most importantly, it's us online, gathering together, praying for California, praying for America.
Amen.
My heart's for California. My heart's for America. But also my grandmother's, Dr. Billy Brim, she loves California. Her heart is for California. So when I shared with her about this, she was all about it. That's why we're on her Facebook. That's why she shares it. Because she has a heart for California. And we're not going to just talk about California. We're not going to talk about how crazy or how bad it is. But we are going to pray. And I believe people watching online, you have loved ones in California. You have brothers, you have sisters, you have sons, you have daughters that you've lost contact with. They've came to California to run away from you, run away from God. But the Holy Spirit is going to get them. I believe it. Amen.
Amen. And I believe tonight as we pray, I really believe the Lord wants us to pray for the people that live here in California. Because technically we're in another lockdown.
Yeah.
Restaurants are closed. And it's Christmas time, you know? There's actually people, business owners, store owners that are hurting, that are struggling. So I believe we need to pray for the people that live here because they don't want to go through this. No one does. But we believe that the Lord can help them and supernaturally take care of them, just like He's taking care of us living here in California.
The enemy does three things. He steals, kills, and destroys. So business is being closed. That's a way of stealing.
Yes.
And ultimately, the enemy would love for them to be destroyed. Every little mom and pop, every small business to be completely closed. That's what the enemy does. He steals, he kills, and he destroys. It might look tempting. You might see that pretty girl. She looks tempting. Your eyes, you've been watching things. It's trying to steal something from you. And it's going to kill you, and it's going to destroy your life. Or you, anything, drugs, alcohol.
Anything.
Oh, my. Steal, kill, and destroy. Go in those three categories. So, Lord, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for your presence. Sweet Holy Spirit, move upon us as we worship you. People online, let the power of God touch you. you'll never be the same. The anointing of God to rest upon you in your hotel room, your bedroom, your living room, wherever you are watching, that you'll be encouraged and not discouraged. You'll have a smile on your face. Hallelujah. Someone, you're believing God for Christmas money. I believe supernaturally God's going to provide it for you. And when he does, let us know. He is our Father. So Lord, we thank you for this service tonight. This prayer meeting, Lord, we honor you and worship you. And we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, just as we worship right now, just allow your heart to be open. Allow the Lord to speak to you. Father, we just honor you. We worship you. And as we sing this song, you're worthy of it all. This is our anthem, Father. I believe this song is our anthem for this meeting because he deserves all the glory, for he is worthy. So, Father, we just worship you. Hallelujah. And all the saints and angels and bow before your throne, and all the elders cast their crown before the Lamb of God and sing, let's sing, you're worthy, you're worthy.
Day and night, night and day.
worship you. I worship you. For you are here. You're working in this place. I worship you.
Amen. Hallelujah. God is so good. People watching online, aren't you thankful we serve a good, good God? People here in attendance, we serve such a good, good Father. You can't even imagine how good He is. You can't even comprehend how good He is. His goodness is unlimited. His favor is unlimited. His love for you is unlimited. It says in Ephesians, you can't even comprehend it. He's so, so good. No wonder the enemy tries to make God look like He's bad. No wonder the enemy tries to say, oh, God put sickness on you. Oh, God wants you poor. The devil is a liar. It's the complete opposite. Our God is a good God. He is so, so good. He wants you healed because He paid the price for you. He doesn't want you broke. Why? Because He paid the price for you on Calvary. He's a good Father. So, Lord, we thank You. You're so, so good. We sing that to You. King of kings, Lord of lords, You are good. Wherever you are, just sing that out. Lift up your voice to the Lord. He loves to hear your voice. Lift it up to Him. Just sing that out. God,
He's so good.
You're so good. You're faithful.
God, He's so good. He's so good to me. God. He's so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me.
We thank You, Lord. You're such a good, good Father. We thank You for Your anointing. We thank You, Father God, moving across the airways, moving in here. More, more, more. We thank You for the presence of the Lord to rest upon us. Peace, peace, peace like a river. We thank You, Lord. Move the way You want to move, Holy Spirit. Touch people's hearts. Pains in people's bodies completely gone in Jesus' name. Depression broken. Things hindering you gone in the name of Jesus. We thank You for Your anointing, God. We thank You for Your presence. As we are Your sons and Your daughters gathered all across the country, all across the world, we're not just gathering just to gather, but we're here assembling together. And we are praying for America. We are praying for California, for God to move. We need it. We need it. We thank you, Lord. Move, move, move. The prophecies that have been spoken over California, over America, over the world, we call those forth in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for another mighty outpouring of your anointing, of your spirit. Move of God, revival. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you, honey. Isn't God so good? All of us praying together, believing God that he will touch America again and touch California again. I believe it. I believe it. We're not called just to have life as normal, live our day-to-day, work your 9-to-5, go to the kids' baseball games or your grandkids' games. No, you are called. Where God has placed you, that's where you're called. And you are called to take your place and take your authority and pray like never before. It's so easy to get caught up in this rhythm, the scheduling, but no, you are there for a purpose. God has called you this very hour. That was one thing I would always fight with. You know, me here in California, my wife and I, full-time ministry, we preached a few places here in California, and I'm so thankful for that, but mostly it was other places. And I would meet pastors, and I would go to these churches, and the first thing they would say is, why are you in California? Do you preach in California a lot? I would say, to be honest, not really. I mean, I preach here at my home church, Lyft, a few other places. Well, it's so, you know, Brandon, you could be here in the Midwest, or and it would be more, way easier to travel. You could even drive, you know. They would tell me. But I knew I would listen to them, and that's something I would fight too, because I kind of like, oh, I could. That sounds great. I could have a real nice house over there. I could have the yard, the white picket fence, and have the playground. But at the same time, the Holy Spirit saying, Brandon, I'll give you those things, but I haven't called you to go where it's closer in the Midwest and it's easier to travel. I have called you to be in California. And I want to encourage you, wherever you are at, God has placed you. People listening, you're watching, maybe you live in California. God has you for a specific purpose here in California. Even missionary, you know, you hear that word, missionary. It's not even in the Bible. It comes from an apostle, which means a sent one. That's what a missionary is. You're a sent one. But let me tell you, and the Lord spoke to me, Brandon, you are a missionary to California. You are a sent one to California. So this is the results of that. Me just saying, yes, God, I'll do what you've called me to do. I'll stop talking bad about California, and I'll start praying for California, for a move of God and America. That's what we need. We got to have it. It's not going to just be the sermons, the three-point sermons, and the worship time. No, it's a move of God that we have to have, where sinners are crying out for the Lord, where people are getting touched by the power of God. I'm hungry for that. That's what I want. The presence of the Lord. And the Lord's put people in my life that have been used in that way. I get to talk to all the time. People, men of revival that literally have seen it and God's used to start revivals. And I've talked to them and been around them. And They always tell me, Brandon, you're carrying it. You have a heart for it. And I'm not going to let that go. I'm contending for a move of God here in California and America. That's what changed my life. The anointing and the power of God. So wherever you are at, God has you there for a specific assignment. And it's for you and I daily to take our authority over the enemy and say, you cannot touch my area. You cannot touch California. You cannot touch America. It says in the Word of God, the enemy goes around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But the enemy cannot touch us. He cannot touch our loved ones. He cannot touch our finances. You and I taking our authority that we are called to do. Jesus gave us the authority. He gave us the authority. You waiting on Jesus to take the authority? You have the authority. And it's you and I getting up and taking our place, taking our authority the way we are called to. The enemy may try to sneak around. He might try to get in your life. He might try to discourage you. He might try to throw up signs. But what do you and I do daily? We take our authority against the enemy. I'm reminded of a brother, Kenneth E. Hagin. He's having a vision, an open-eye vision of the Lord. And Jesus is talking to him. Can you imagine this? Jesus is talking to him. And then all of a sudden, a little demon is off to the side and he throws up like a smoke screen. And he's listening to Jesus and now he can't hear him anymore. He can't see him anymore. And Kenneth Hagin's thinking, Jesus, do something about this. Tell it to leave. And then finally, after missing a little bit of what Jesus was saying, Kenneth E. Hagin, he got mad, he got upset, and he says this, in the name of Jesus, you leave. And that demon left, and the smoke went away. And Jesus told him, I've given you authority. I couldn't have done it. Kenneth E. Hagin said, maybe you said you wouldn't have done it. No, I couldn't have done it. I've given you the authority. So that's what we're doing as people of prayer. We are using our authority against the enemy. Daily, me praying, you cannot touch my family. You cannot touch my daughter. You cannot touch my loved ones. Taking our authority. Amen. Hallelujah. The key scripture of this meeting is this, Acts chapter 6. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 6. The foundation of the church, the beginning days of the church. And this is what Peter and John, they said this in verse 4. Acts chapter 6, verse 4. It says this, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Peter and John says, we're not going to be distracted by other things, but we're going to focus on two things and two things only. The word of God and prayer. So when I read this passage, I said, I'm going to do the same. My focus is going to be on spending time in the Word of God and praying. That's why we have this California prayer meeting, to pray like never before. And I want you to turn to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 2. I talked to my grandmother this morning. She was telling me some things that she's seeing by the Spirit, and she's busy tonight. She would have called in, but she had some other engagements come up. But I talked to her this morning, and her focus was prayer, Brandon. We gotta pray like never before. It's not just about praying for our needs and God to use us. That's great. We do those things. But we have to pray for our leaders. We have to pray for our country. We're not here on earth just to be here. But God, in this last hour, he is looking for vessels to pray through. God wants you to be that vessel to say, Lord, I want you to use me in prayer. Lord, I want you to use me as your voice. I want to encourage people. I want to be a difference. He's looking for people. That's me, amen. So this is what we're praying for. And our country needs prayer like never before. California needs prayer like never before. The world needs prayer like never before. What we are facing right now, we have never faced in the history of our country. Even the world. What is it, Brandon? It's the enemy. It's the devil. And he knows his time is short. So he's trying all this crazy stuff, but he will not prevail. As long as you and I are here, as long as you and I, the church, the body of Christ, we are here, we don't have to suffer wrath. No, we pray against it. And it's just a confirmation of Jesus is coming soon. No more playing games. So here it is. 1 Timothy chapter 2, Paul says this, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, what does that mean? That means the very first thing. First of all, supplications, prayer, intercessions, these are all different types of prayers, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority. You might say, Brandon, I don't like who's in charge. I don't care. It's the Bible. It says, first of all, you pray for kings and leaders who are in authority. Why? They need prayer. They're facing things that you're not facing. Some people say, oh, the devil's really after me. Satan's after me. I don't think so. Maybe a little demon's after you, but Satan himself is not after you. But you talk about kings, my grandmother always says this, kings and leaders, Satan goes after those guys. So first of all, we are called to pray for kings and those who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. You want a quiet, peaceable, enjoyable life? What's my answer for you? Pray. 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 Pray for the kings. Pray for the leaders. Pray for the government. Pray for America. Pray for your president. I don't like the president. Pray for him. I don't like who's in charge. It's the Bible. Paul says that's the very first thing you should do is pray for your leaders. Pray for America. Pray for California. How do we pray? So many different types of prayers. But Paul says with what? Intercessions, supplications, all different types of prayers. Maybe you might not know exactly what to pray for or how to pray for it. But the Holy Spirit, he is our teacher, and he does. He knows exactly how to pray. You might not know what to say, or maybe you might start a few in English, a few words, but as you pray in the Holy Spirit, you are praying mysteries. And they're not mysteries to God. They're mysteries to the enemy. It's a top level secret language between you and the Lord. Him praying through you. So that's what we're going to do. People watching online, people tuning in. Right now, we are going to do what the Bible says. We are praying in this hour. We need it like never before. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you. We thank you, Father. Just right now, wherever you are, lift up your voice. We pray for our leaders. We pray for our president, President Trump. We pray for California. We pray, Father God, for a mighty outpouring of your Spirit. We pray for our president. We thank you for strength. We thank you, Father God, that righteousness will prevail. Darkness, you are being shown. You are being shown forth in the name of Jesus. Darkness, you do not win. You lost over 2,000 years ago. Every hidden agenda to be shown. Every little secret, dark, demonic plan to be unraveled. We gather as prayers. You cannot touch America. We will not give you California. You get your hands off California. You get your hands off America. And we thank you, Lord. We pray. We pray, Father God, in our heavenly language. So tada. We thank you, Lord. So kere ba masande shikada. Zote ishakanda moso tada. Mighty move of God in America. Zote ishaka, righteousness to prevail. So naraba si kere de shoto. Zandarada shoto de shikerabate. Zoto, the light expelling the darkness. In your neighborhood, take your place. Wherever you are at, pray. We're not going to give up. We're not going to quit. We're not going to get discouraged. We're not going to give up. Zitamba osoko, zanda asike osoko, zondi ishakanda. As believers, we as prayers are rising up right now, all across the world. Rise, arise, arise up to the place that you and I are called to be. Arise to the place that we are called to operate from. So kerebe sande, korebe sanda asoko, zikere namande. Zoto ishaka lalambo so hunger, hunger, hunger for God. A hunger. Waking up people in the middle of the night, giving people dreams, shaking Holy Spirit, a shaking people, a waking up. People that are seems like they're in a daze. Woke up in the name of Jesus. Soko rebisanda rabo soko. No soko. Not one of our prayers will be lost. Zikerabo soto rabasata. Ishoko, we pray for our leaders. We pray for America. Oh Lord, we thank you for America. This nation is after you. This nation is your nation. We dedicated it. Our founding fathers dedicated this nation to you. And just like it says on the coin, in God we trust. Sokoro basaka, you will not destroy the Christian values of America. Spirit of socialism, spirit of anarchy, spirit of division, spirit of death, we take authority over you. We break your power in Jesus' name. Sokora basata, zikere na moso na basata, kodirisha kana basendesho doso. We thank you, Lord. Sokora basate, also cause stirring up, stirring up, stirring up. Zokirisha kana mande. We thank you for the Holy Spirit to stir it up. Stir it up. Hallelujah. Stir it up. So great increase, 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 increase in your prayer, increase in your time with Him. Increase, increase, increase. A prayer increase. So kareshatamba isoto. We thank you for California. Isono, we put it in your hands, Lord. So koro basatara basike. Also, that we're good stewards, Father, that we don't talk bad about California, but we pray for California. I pray, Father God, that this sparks something in people's hearts. So nereshakamba masate. The young, the next generation, young generation, old generation, all coming together, praying in this hour like never before. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Me praying right now in the Spirit, you praying in the Spirit, you're talking into the Lord. Paul says, I thank God I pray in tongues more than you all. It edifies you. It builds you up. A language between you and the Lord. Hallelujah. We're not just doing it just to do it. Of holy peace. I sense the peace. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know the Azusa Street Revival happened here in LA. The way it all started, the main thing God was doing was William Seymour talking about praying in the Holy Spirit. He had a revelation of it. People were baptized in the Holy Spirit. That's what it all was. That was the main thing. Miracles took place, signs and wonders, the anointing of God. Churches started all around the world. But it was praying in the Spirit was what started it all. Hallelujah. You want God to use you more? Pray in the Spirit more. It's a gift that literally can edify, can build yourself up at any moment. You can pray in the Spirit and you can build yourself up and edify yourself. You could be praying for our country. You could be praying for leaders. But it's the enemy tactic to try to get you off. Focus on other little stuff, on your phone, on your TV, not praying and using your authority that you and I are called to do. We are here for such a short time. Heaven's our home. We are here on a mission. And while we are here, we are going to take our authority and pray for our leaders and pray for California. Lester Sumrall, he said this. He goes, you can tell that it's like something that God's really anointed or really touched by how much opposition it has. Or how much darkness there is. So you could say, he said that about California. You could tell God has something there, has something special for California. Why? Because the enemy's after it. All the crazy laws, all the crazy stuff that's going on, it's the enemy that's after California, and he is not going to have it. That's why we're having this prayer meeting. It's in my grandmother's heart for California. And I'm here. And I'm saying, you know what? I'm taking that baton. I'm taking it. I'm praying for California. And I'm praying for America, for a move of God, a touch from God that will never be the same. It will even take our little traditions. It will blow them away. We'll be so on fire for God. Hallelujah. I have this book. It's called God, Gold, and Glory. It's all about California. It's actually my grandmother's book. I don't know if she even knows I have it, but we won't tell her, amen? It says this. The very opening page, it says this. Dear Sister Billy, this is dated January 1st, 2012. It says, Dear Sister Billy, thank you for your heart and prayer and vision for California. This is in 2012. I don't even know where I was at in 2012. But someone sent this book to her and says, thank you for your vision and your heart and prayer for California. And then they said this, the rain will fall first where they fell last because of the seeds in the ground. I believe that. I hook up my faith right now. The rains will fall first where they fell last. Azusa Street, the mighty outpourings, the revivals. We thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you for the rain, to rain, to rain. What Brother Seymour prophesied about, we thank you for that. We thank you for the rain. They will fall first where they fell last. Hallelujah. Amen. You believe that? So courteous and the rain, the rain, the rain. I want to read a little bit of this. There's so much in here. But it was talking about Amy Simple McPherson and how she got out to California. And it says this about her. It was 1918 that Amy was called to settle in California. It says God promised her and her children a home in Los Angeles. That encouraged me. Wherever God's called you to be, there'll be ultimate provision. If you don't see that provision, seems like you're going against a brick wall every time. You might want to see where, if God's called you to be there. Where God has called you, there will be provision no matter what. He gave her a vision of her house with the rose garden. When she arrived to Los Angeles, the people gave her the land for the house, and they pledged the labor and materials to build it. Within months, she had her promise. It was everything in her vision, complete with a rose garden. Isn't that awesome? When Amy arrived in Los Angeles in the late 1918, the Azusa Street revival had already stopped, but it was still quite fresh in people's minds. There were many participants still hungry and hoping that God would send someone to come and revive the revival. What really stuck out to me is I was just thinking, I was just seeing back in that time, they had the Azusa Street revival, miracles, signs, and wonders, the power of God, the everything that's happened, and then that, you know, kind of waned off. But how the people in Los Angeles were hungry for that. They were hungry for that revival. They were hungry for a move of God. And I pray tonight that we get hungry again. That I pray for a hunger in people. People that are walking the streets bound up by alcohol, drugs, even changing their gender. They are searching for something, and nothing will satisfy them but Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for that hunger. We thank you, Father, a hunger again. A hunger for a move of God in California. Sukorabasa, hunger, a hunger. Even a hunger for God to use you in this hour like never before. I pray that God, people will get so hungry and they'll say, God, I want you to use me. I pray, Lord, for that hunger. In the name of Jesus. Touch people's hearts, Lord. You've called them, not just to be here, but you called them this very hour. The vision for California and for America. Hallelujah. That's what I'm doing. I'm up here just stirring that fire. Stirring the fires that have already been forth here in California and America. People maybe sitting here, people watching online, maybe you have a fire that's not burning like it should be. But I pray that the Holy Spirit uses me to stir up the fire of God in you. That's what the Lord's called me to do. Me and my wife, he's called me to do. I've had people say, oh, maybe God's called you to youth ministry. Maybe God's called you to be like your grandmother and the eschatology. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, Brandon, I've called you to stir up the fire in people. I even heard people say, maybe you can missionaries and all that. The Lord says, I'm going to call you to go to places where people have sat on the same seat for 20 years, and I'm going to use you to stir up the fire in them, and they're going to go and reach the nations. I pray that's what's happening right now. A fire, the fire of God to touch you, a hunger for God, stirring up what God has put on the inside of you. I heard these words as I was praying this morning. Never belittle yourself. The enemy has tried to belittle some of you, but he is defeated in the name of Jesus. God has called you this very hour. No one prays like you pray. Shokora, let's just pray. son de shikamba masite shoto zo de shikanda masite. I thank you for the protection over America, the protection, the blood of Jesus that covers our president, that covers our leaders, that covers our household. No sickness, no disease can take out any of our family members. It cannot touch us. In the name of Jesus. We don't have to go through everything else that people have to go through. We are separate. You don't have to go through things that even certain Christians have to go through. Why? Because we have authority and we know it and we're people of prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to give you guys an opportunity to give. If you want to be part of this California prayer meeting, if you want to sow into it, Destiny and I took a step, you know, doing it, we knew it was God, and it's been amazing the support we've had. We have people that send checks throughout the week for this meeting, and they'll put in the memo, awakening. I believe that. I was reminded of that this morning. Awakening. That's what we're praying for, an awakening to God. We are in this world, but we're not of this world. I want to show you something. It's so powerful. I want you to turn to Exodus chapter 10. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 10. Children of Israel in Egypt, as slaves, God anointed Moses. Hallelujah. God anointed Moses. He couldn't even speak the greatest, but God anointed him. I love it. He's anointed us this very hour. You might say, Brandon, I don't preach. I don't do that. God's anointed you. Have that smile on your face. He'll speak through you. Moses had to go up to Pharaoh. He left the pleasures of Egypt. He was there enjoying it all, but he left it because he knew God had called him. He left it all. Said he was the most meekest, most humblest man on the face of the earth. Hallelujah. So we know what happened. Moses goes up to Pharaoh, let my people go. I'm here sent by God. We're not going to do that. These are our slaves. We know what happened, all the plagues. You're going to let them go. Let me tell you what God has called for California, for America. The enemy cannot stop it. It might look like a big Pharaoh saying, there's no way. Why are you praying for California? You see that law we just passed? Hey, guess what? You're not going to have Christmas. You're going into another lockdown. I don't care. I don't serve you. I serve God. Nowhere in the Bible it says I'm going into lockdown. I serve God. I'll pray for you. Moses, let my people go. God's called me. All the plagues happened. We're not going to do it. So I want us to look at this. This is so powerful. Exodus chapter 10, verse 24. Actually, let's look at verse 22. It says this, and Moses stretched forth his hand towards heaven, and there was thick darkness in the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any of them from his place for 3 days. But look at this. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. I like that. Egypt was in a blackout, but the children of Israel had light. That's what I've said. We don't have to go through things other people's gone through. Or all this crazy stuff that's going on. No, we can be like them, separate from them. Egypt was in a complete blackout darkness, but it says there was light. to the children of God. It's not about the economy. It's not the government being our provider and our leader and looking to them. It is God. Everything else could be in turmoil, could be bankrupt, no money, but we will be separate and we will be blessed. But it's us believing the word of God and doing what the word of God tells us to do. That's what Destiny and I do. I tell people it's not like on the 1st and 15th I get a paycheck, but I know the principles in the word, what it says. I know God has called me to do what I'm doing, and I don't look to the economy. I don't look to other things. I look to him, and he always supernaturally provides over and above. Yeah, there's times where it got low, but that didn't affect me. I didn't look at that. I have eyes of faith, and then overflow. Hallelujah, overflow. You don't have to tell people what you're doing. You don't have to look important. God will show people. God will have a heart for you, or people will have a heart for you. Hallelujah. So the children of Israel, they weren't affected. Verse 24, this is what I want to focus on. And Pharaoh called unto Moses and said this, go serve the Lord, only let your flocks and your herds be stayed. Even let your little ones go with you. Verse 25, Moses said, thou must give us also sacrifices, burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice unto the Lord, our God. Our cattle shall go with us. There shouldn't be one hoof left. We must take to serve the Lord our God, and we must know, not with what we must serve the Lord until we come. So he's saying this. Moses said, we're not going to just leave and leave all of our possessions behind. Pharaoh says, you can go, take your little ones, take your wives, just get out of here. We don't want you here. But the thing is, leave all your possessions. Leave your herds, leave your money, leave your finances. And Moses resisted and said, we will not. Why? Because we need to use those for offerings unto the Lord. That's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to get you into a place where you don't serve God with your possessions, with your finances. There's many believers, their finances are locked up like how Pharaoh wanted to lock them up in Egypt. But Moses resisted and said, no, we need it because we're going to give unto the Lord. And as you give, as you sow unto God, you break that bondage. Amen. Hallelujah. The last thing the enemy wants you to do is serve God with your finances. Pharaoh didn't want the children of Israel to take their herds, take their money. He just wanted them to get out of here. But Moses insisted, no, we need our herds, we need our cows, because we're going to have offerings unto the Lord. And if you keep reading, another plague happens, and then finally they left with all their cattle, and not just their cattle, but all the gold from Egypt, all the silver from Egypt. All they left completely loaded down with the blessings. But it's us having a heart saying, God, I will serve you with my finances. I'm not going to have my finances locked away and I don't give unto the Lord. No, I honor you with my finances. Hallelujah. I like this here in Exodus chapter 11, verse 7. It says this, that the Lord makes a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. I pray, I think that this hour that we are in, people will see a difference between us and the world. Lord, we thank you, Father, for your presence. We thank you, Lord, for this offering as we serve you with our finances, our possessions, believing you, God, for a mighty move of God, an awakening, revival, a spirit of prayer being poured out in this hour like never before. in the name of Jesus. The fires that fell last are going to fall first. We thank you, Lord. A difference between us and other people. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against America will prosper. He is our shepherd. With his rod and his staff, he comforts us and protects us. We thank you, Lord, you anoint our head with oil. Our cup runs over. Overflow. Stirring up, a stirring up of the gift that God has put on the inside of you. If you want to give by check, you can write to His Name Ministries. We have text to give. It's there on the screen. You can even write to our P.O. Box. P.O. Box. The information's on the screen there. Oh, you can give online. Giving towards revival. Giving towards praying for California. Such a precious thing. We will be here tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Tune in online again. If you're here, you can come and be a part in person. Chino, California. Praying for California. We decree and declare California for Jesus. We decree and declare America for Jesus. What God has spoken over California, what God has spoken over America, it's our responsibility to do something about it. And we decree and declare and pray, California for Jesus, America for Jesus, America back to God, a reviving of our founding fathers, moves of God that we have seen and heard about, but greater and greater and greater in the name of Jesus. Great moves of God, a mighty outpouring of the presence of the Holy Spirit. People crying out. I hear that. People crying out in the streets for you, Jesus. Using people, raising people up. I hook up my prayer with intercessors in the prayer closet, praying for California. People that their prayers haven't gone away. We say, yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name, at that name, every demon stronghold gone, every bondage gone, every sickness gone. We use the name of Jesus. We thank you for the name. And we say in the name of Jesus, you will not touch America. You will not touch our president. The darkness is being exposed. You cannot have California. I pray for a rising up of pastors, the pastors that are even closed, that they'll open back up. A fire in their belly. A fire in their belly that we won't just sit back and let the enemy win, but we will take our place and we will rise up like a roaring lion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you for checking out our podcast. For more information on His Name Ministries, check out our website at hisnameministries.com or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Have a blessed day.